When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro, but sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Go ahead, play the air guitar. It's all right. Jump up on the kitchen counter. Nobody's looking. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. I'm no expert, but I got one here sitting next to me. Steve Kep of Advanced Home Systems talking to you about saving money, real cabbage on your electric bill. He's saving me at my house $2,000 a year. That's not the best part. The best part is I get to live so comfortable. That's the best part.
You get to sleep very comfortable.
Man, I'm very comfortable in my home. So what we want to do is we want to bring Kristen into the conversation. She actually is going to give us an actual working model of her home. Let's talk her through how we can help her save money. I want all Arizona homeowners to know that the cheapest thing you can do to lower your utility bill is make sure you're buying power right. Don't spend money on anything to save money on your cooling bill until you've done the research to make sure you're on the right plan. With that said, let's bring Kristen into the conversation and see how we can help her. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well. Let us know what prompted you to call today. How can we help you?
Well, I was just listening to the lady call in about replacing her air conditioning unit, and this is something me and my husband have talked about for a long time, because our bills to us are very, very high, and we've done everything that the electric company has told us to do in order to get the best deal, but we still feel that we're paying a lot of money. So,
okay, let's quantify a lot. What's a lot? Tell me how big your home is.
My home is 2,200 square feet.
Okay. And how many people live in the home?
Five people, three dogs, and a cat.
And what vintage is the home? When was it built?
The home was built about 98.
Okay. And do you have a swimming pool?
We do.
Okay. 2,200 square feet, crowded house, pets and animals, head counts high, swimming pool. What temperature do you live at in the summer?
My pocketbook makes me live at about 77 to 78 in the summer.
Okay. Well, I mean, you ought to be pushing summer bills of about $400.
I'm higher.
Okay. How many air conditioning units do you have on your house?
We have one.
Okay.
Isn't it two-story as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Steve Kep. He's been taking copious notes. I can see he's calculating in his head. The smoke's rolling out his eyes. Steve, how can you help him?
Well, hi, Kristen. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Thank you.
Now, if I understand it right, last year, your high summer bill hit $500?
Our highest bill that we paid last summer was probably $550.
That's outrageous for that size home.
Yeah.
Are you serviced by APS or SRP?
APS.
What electric rate plan are you being billed on?
They told us when they did the comparison for us that the best plan for us was the time advantage 7 p.m. to noon. So that is what we are on right now.
And do you have any of those electric bills available?
I have the newest one that I just got, and this is dated May 14th, and this bill is $412.
Oh, wow. You're going to go to
600. Our air wasn't even running the whole month.
Circulating pump on your hot water heater?
Circulating pump? I got to ask my husband.
Okay, right.
We don't have an idea. I don't think we know if there is or not.
Really, we don't do much cooling. How much have you been running your air conditioner this year?
She says none.
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 We probably turned it on about 2.5 weeks ago. And regularly 2.5 weeks ago. And we're running it, I'm sticking to the plan. So I'm not turning it down until 7 p.m., and I'm turning it down to 77. And we were told, we called in to the electric companies that to get the best rate, we needed to make it at, we needed to set it at 82 in the morning when we left, before we left the house. And no one's home all day. So when we leave at about 6:30 in the morning, we're setting the air at 80, and I'm turning it down to about 77.
But not until after 7 o'clock, right?
But not till after 7.
You don't come home at 5:30 and turn it down to that?
No.
Wow, this number's huge.
It really is. There's got to be an underlying problem, because you're using 4,000 kilowatt hours in a house that this time of the year should use under 2,000. You're using twice as much as that house. How long have you lived here?
We've lived here about 3 years.
Have the bills always been that way?
Since we've lived here, yes. Yes.
On this last bill, do you know what the total kilowatt hour usage is on that bill?
The total kilowatt usage.
Over on the right hand side. Up near the top, just below
the
board.
They don't make it easy.
Yeah. Yep, it says 3,101.
And that bill was 417?
Yes.
How much off peak usage did you have on that bill? Just go right down where you see the total usage. Just scroll
it
down.
Says, 2,420, and then on peak was 681.
You've got a very good shift going on there.
It's an 80-20 split.
Do you have a freezer in the garage?
Yes, I do.
Do you keep it full or is it empty?
I keep it full.
Swimming pool, how many hours a night or a day circulation?
We run the pool only at night, and it's running for about 11 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Okay. All of this sounds good, except what you're paying in electricity. We're going to have to take a top-of-the-hour break. Kristen, I'm going to beg for you to please hold on. I want to finish helping you through this dilemma, because you're paying a lot more money than you should. And I think we're going to be able to, with a few more questions, get to the bottom of this. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and become your best friend.